With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is the headliner tonight at the Republican National Convention. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
Vance will be in the convention spotlight 2 days after being named Donald Trump's running mate. He not only will be addressing the party faithful here in Wisconsin, but introducing himself to the country. Vance is expected to lean heavily on his life story, going from childhood poverty to the halls of Congress. His speech comes on day three of the convention, which is focused on foreign policy and national security. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Severe weather has hit today across parts of North America.
Much of the U.S. and Canada is still cleaning up or dealing with a new wave of severe storms that have caused deaths and damage this week from the plains to New England. Water rescues and evacuations took place in the Ozark Mountains after as much as 11 inches of rain fell overnight. A confirmed tornado was strong enough to move an old B-52 bomber in Rome, New York. Some buildings in Rome are destroyed and streets are clogged with debris. Flooding left drivers stranded around Toronto. The East Coast from Maine to the Carolinas is also being warned of dangerous heat. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 while traveling in Las Vegas and is experiencing mild symptoms from the infection. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will fly to his home in Delaware, where he will self-isolate and will continue to carry out all of his duties fully during that time. The news had first been shared by Unidos U.S. President and CEO Janet Margulia, who told guests at the group's convention in Las Vegas that the president had sent his regrets and could not appear because he tested positive for the virus. This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates like J.D. Vance.
The Ohio senator is former President Trump's nominee for vice president, and he comes to the ticket with strong pro-life credentials. Carol Tobias, who heads National Right to Life, says Senator Vance is, quote, committed to promoting life and protecting both women and their preborn children. She adds that Vance is a strong supporter of pro-life pregnancy centers and opposes federal funding for abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New York Attorney General and the New York Civil Liberties Union have filed suit against a county on Long Island over its latest attempts to ban males from playing on women's sports teams at county facilities. The separate lawsuits were filed Monday. They came on the same day that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, a Republican, signed the policy into law. An earlier executive order by him was struck down by a judge. Both challenges argue the Nassau ban violates state anti-discrimination statutes. This is SRN News. Federal transportation officials are providing $5 billion to replace or improve aging bridges in 16 states.
The grants come from a $1 trillion infrastructure package President Biden signed into law in 2021. The largest project provides an additional $1.4 billion to help replace two bridges carrying Interstate 5 traffic over the Columbia River between Oregon and Washington. Other projects receiving $500 million or more include bridges in Mobile, Alabama, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, more than 42,000 bridges across the U.S. are in poor condition, and they are on average 70 years old. The new bridges will be seismically resilient and multimodal, with room for vehicles, pedestrians, bicycles, and public transit. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.